no longer, ladies, will we apologize for wanting more, for desiring more, for striving for more. We are so much more than, so much bigger than, and we have more to offer the world than just our wounds, saying I do, or being mothers. Those are just hats that we wear, but it is not the entirety or the totality of who we are. We will no longer apologize or feel guilty for leveling up in our lives, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically. And I know exactly what it feels like to be in spaces and places where people believe and are trying to figure out why you're there. I have literally had people in certain spaces come up to me, shake my hand, introduce themselves, just so they can ask me enough questions and get me to have small talk with them so they can find out what I do for a living, how I can afford to be here, why I'm here with these people that I'm with, and what makes me so special that I deserve the life that I'm living. But if you're like me and you're constantly on this path of leveling up, trying to empower yourself, growth and self-mastery of self. And this is, of course, not just about financial success and leveling up. This is about leveling up in all areas of life and not feeling guilty about it, not wanting to apologize and or apologizing to some people who may be close to us and knew us when we didn't have anything or knew us when we were in a worse position than we are now, right? And it's time out for that. We're no longer apologizing. No longer will we make excuses for why we want the things that we want, why we want to be better emotionally and mentally. And it's so funny because people will shame you for even going to therapy. And it's not as bad as it used to be, right? Say 5 or 10 years ago. But there's still a lot of people out there who don't believe in it, who don't believe that another human being has the skills and techniques and the knowledge to help us move forward in our lives and / heal from our previous traumas while at the same time leveling up. This level up journey is not for the faint of heart, y'all. And if it was easy, everybody would be effing doing it. But a lot of us get on this path and we become stagnant and or we become overwhelmed by the amount of work that it actually takes to unlearn. Because that's what this thing is all about. It's about unlearning to relearn. It's about breaking down the barriers and walls of previous ideologies and beliefs that we had, right? And that we were taught and also some of us forced, such as religion, patriarchal systems. Okay? All of these things that were forced upon us, we didn't ask for, weren't looking for. But here we are at our big ass ages trying to unlearn all of these indoctrinations, misogynoir, etc. There will be times when, or you may have already experienced it like I have, where you feel guilty in certain spaces with people who knew you beforehand, right? Whether that's family, friends, and you will feel guilty for being in a better position that they may be in. And you will trigger people for wanting to level up. You will unfortunately cause jealousy and envy in others. And even when they're clapping for you, you can see it in their eyes. You can see it in the snide remarks some people may make. And I feel like as women, we struggle with this a lot because since the time of puberty in each of our lives, a light goes off in our body and we begin to compare ourselves to one another. And we begin to see things in other adolescent girls when we were that age that we want. You know, for me personally, I always wanted larger breasts growing up. And so I would see girls with larger breasts and I'd be like, dang, those things are beautiful. I wish I had some. Or I wish mine were as big as hers. You know, and so then when we become adults, then we're still doing that comparison thing, right? And then we live in a competitive society. And oftentimes it's difficult to turn off that competitiveness in spaces where it's not necessary, right? When we're with family and friends, competitiveness is not necessary. It's not needed. But when we're in our workplaces and business, of course it's needed, right? As women in this society that we live in, this patriarchal, misogynistic society that we live in, unfortunately, we are still apologizing for wanting more. We are feeling guilty for wanting to be more than just wives, mothers, or somebody's girlfriend. And we are the only species to feel guilty and to feel sorry for having or striving for those things, especially in relationships or married, right? And no woman, no young woman should feel guilty about what they desire out of their life. And unfortunately, we still deal with that. We're still dealing with the side effects of patriarchy. As women, we have to stop apologizing for wanting to level up. Stop apologizing for your success. Stop apologizing for your wealth. Stop apologizing for your healed and wholeness. Okay? Stop apologizing that you want more from life. We literally will watch men in our lives, family, friends, spouses, want more, do more, strive for more, achieve it, gain it, and obtain it. And never once do they apologize. Do men apologize for reaching their successes? Men never apologize for doing what they do, for achieving and for finding successes. Never. And I think we could take a note from that book and say, you know what, from now on, I'm going to move the same way the men do in that aspect. I'm going to achieve what it is I desire to achieve. I'm going to be the woman that I see in my dreams for myself. And I'm going to do it without apologies and without guilt. Of course, it's nuanced. It's subjective to your own family life and what that looks like. And or if you're a single person. And if you're a single person, shit, you got it much easier than the rest of us, than us people in relationships and marry. Much easier because you have yourself, maybe a kid or two, maybe none to look after, and you can move a lot more freely than the rest of us. Hey y'all, push that follow button on Apple iTunes and or Spotify. And while you're there, leave us a review in that little box, okay? We appreciate you. It helps the show and to be discovered more easily, okay? Because we can't do this thing called life alone, y'all. We appreciate you, family. Now let's get to the episode, okay? Unfortunately, you will have to prepare yourself mentally for your leveling up journey, triggering those who you are connected to, family, friends, spouses, etc. And you're going to have to let them fall if they don't wish to rise up, because we are each on our own individual paths at different timing for things happening in our lives that are positive. And you will have to prepare mentally for what that could look like. And you cannot control how somebody reacts to your leveling up journey. The only thing that you can control is you and how you move through that phase of leveling up, because it's coming. If it hasn't already started, you know, summertime is coming. People like to show their entire ass when it gets hot outside. Okay. Get ready. Get ready, sis. Because when people see your leveling up starting to manifest on the outside and they see that you're moving different, you walk different, you look different, you radiate different, you speak different, you hang out in different spaces, it will trigger them. And it will trigger the jealousy and envy. I don't care if they're male, female, or non-binary. It doesn't matter. It will trigger them. And there's only so much you can do to prepare. But what you can do is learn how to respond non-emotionally. And that takes a lot of practice if you're someone who is very verbal in how you react to situations and being able to close your mouth and be quiet before responding and or addressing or not addressing someone else's issue with you because of the new boundaries that will be created in your leveling up journey, right? Be prepared on how you will respond. Maybe people will just fall by the wayside, because that's happened to me. When I began my leveling up journey years ago, and then this new phase of leveling up that I'm striving towards now, people naturally will begin to fall off because your paths are entirely different, and whatever they're striving for is not in alignment with what you're striving for. And it doesn't mean that they love you any less. It doesn't mean that they don't like you or love you anymore. It just means that your paths are different. And so maybe in the future, you will come back together. Maybe in the future, you won't. Maybe just from now on, you'll have to love them from a distance. And so no longer, ladies, will we be apologizing and feeling guilty for our level up journey. And what that looks like and where that leads us and where that takes us. If you're on any social platform, you may have seen the viral content referring to Black girl luxury as some trend that needs to die at the beginning of the year. And I just was flabbergasted by people having an issue with Black women living their soft life, leveling up their lives in all aspects and relishing in whatever wealth that they have, whatever that looks like, and people wanting to cancel that. Why is it that Black women are the only women who are ever questioned when they are leveling up? Now, I'm not saying that our white counterparts, friends, and family of other races don't experience that within their own family dynamics and such, because we're not with them all the time. But publicly, it just seems that when Black women are leveling up, we are criticized for doing so, even though people in society tell us you need to change the way you dress, the way you talk, the spaces you go to, the people you hang around. Your network is your net worth. Well, if my network is my net worth and I can find greater and be better and do better in certain spaces with certain types of people, then why is my leveling up triggering you so much? Oh, I see. You only want Black women to level up, but as long as they're not leveling up beyond you. That's what it is. They can kiss our entire asses at this point, okay? But anywho, in case it wasn't clear enough, I will not apologize for my wealth and for my leveling up journey. I will no longer hide who I am and the privileges that my leveling up journey affords me. And if you need to, write that down. Put it on a sticky note somewhere you can see it every day and remind yourself and get it into your subconscious mind until you really start to believe that thing. And if not, come up with something of your own and not feeling guilty and apologizing for your leveling up journey and for wanting and desiring more. It's time, ladies. The age of Aquarius, the age of truth is here. No longer will we settle for the bare minimum that life has to offer. The divine has given us so many gifts, talents, and skills, and we should be able to use them to help ourselves, to help those around us, to help the environment, the planet, and any and everything that we come into contact with. Because we as women cultivate any and everything that comes our way. And so if we are given negative energy and we are in spaces where it's negative, a lot of times women will respond by that, by putting out more negativity. But from now on, we're not doing that. From now on, ladies, we will rise above the bullshit. We're going to rise above the negativity. We are not returning the same energy. We are going to do better. We are going to be better. And we are going to level up in our emotional intelligence, mentally, with our mindsets, and breaking down and unlearning to relearn so that we can be who we were created to be. And that is the best versions of ourselves that we will no longer feel guilty for being. Okay? Y'all know how to find me with the link in the description. You can email me, imevolvingish@gmail.com, and or our community voicemail if you want to share or ask questions, 667-335-1840. Now get busy leveling up, sis. Till next time, it's your girl Monique. Peace and blessings.